Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is In the Field with Original Nate and
Sound Shave. Checking in.
And we're going to do the recap for last week's four games that we had. Saturday's games was Bills at the Broncos. I chose the Broncos. Sav chose the Bills. Broncos won this game.
Yes, yes. First game we had for the divisional round is the Broncos 14-3 hosting the Bills 13-5, in which the Broncos won by a score of 33-30. And this was it overtime? I think overtime. Broncos break the alright, so I try to break down the scoring for y'all right here. So Broncos break the scoring with a field goal. Bills scored TD right before end of first quarter. Broncos scored TD early in the second. Bills' net score was a field goal. Broncos respond with a touchdown, making the score 17-10 right before the half. 22 seconds in the first half with no timeouts. The Bills get aggressive, and Josh Allen takes a strip sack, setting Broncos up for a field goal to take a 20-10 halftime lead. Coming out the half, Broncos score an early field goal. Bills answer with a touchdown, and they also add a field goal on their next drive to take a 27-23 lead. The Broncos respond with a clutch TD drive, leaving 55 seconds in the fourth, with them leading 30-27. Bills go on a clutch field goal drive to take game in the overtime, tied at 30 apiece. Both teams would trade possessions in overtime until Josh Allen was intercepted in a controversial call that would ultimately give Broncos the momentum to go win, as they only needed a field goal, and that's exactly what they would get to win in OT, 33-30. Crazy how Bills dominate in every major team stat. Bills had 449 total yards to the Broncos, 349 total yards. Bills picked up 28 first downs to the Broncos, 22 first downs. Bills went 10-15 on third down. Broncos went 8-16 on third down. Bills went time of possession 41 minutes to the Broncos, 29 minutes. However, Broncos dominate maybe the most important team stat, and that was a turnover battle. They won 5-1.
Yeah.
Bills player of the game was Josh Allen. He went 25-39 for 283 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He also added 66 rushing yards. Broncos player of the game was Bo Nix. He went 26-46 for 279 yards, 3 TDs, and 1 interception. Honorable mention to their defense as they racked up 3 sacks, 2 interceptions, 4 forced fumbles, and 3 of them they recovered.
Okay, moving on to the next Saturday game was the 49ers at the Seahawks. I chose the 49ers. Sav chose the Seahawks. Seahawks won this game.
Yes. Next, we have a divisional matchup in the divisional round. You like that? The Seahawks 15-2, hosting the 49ers 13-5, in which Seahawks dominate by a score of 41-6. Seahawks take the first play of the game, which was the opening kickoff, 94 yards for a score, and never looked back from there, as they led 17-0 after the first quarter. The 49ers would score back-to-back field goals in the second, but Seahawks put together a TD drive right before the half to take a 24-6 lead in the half. Then they proceeded to shut 49ers out in the second half, 17-0. Neither team put up over 300 yards of total offense, but Seahawks capitalized off forcing 3 turnovers while having none of their own. Seahawks player of the game was Kenneth Walker. He rushed 19 times for 116 yards and a hat trick, 3 touchdowns. He also added 29 receiving yards. Honorable mention to DeMarcus Lawrence. He had 3 tackles, 2 sacks, and 1 forced fumble.
Okay. Moving on to the Sunday games, the Texans at the Patriots. I chose the Texans. Sav chose the Patriots. Patriots won this game.
I ain't really have much to say on this one. This probably was one of the ugliest playoff games I ever seen. But anyway, we had the 15-3 Patriots hosting the 13-5 Texans, and was the Patriots won by a score of 28-16. Neither team cracked 250 total yards, as possessions were hard to control in this game, as there was a total of 8 turnovers in this game. Defense definitely balled out for both sides. CJ Magic City Stroud, he only had 1 TD to 4 interceptions. Drake May, he had a decent game, but he only threw for like 179 yards and was strip sacked like 3-4 times. This game was just atrocious to watch. We'll give the player of the game to both defenses, as they made way more plays than both offenses.
Wow. The last game was also an overtime game. Rams at the Bears. Rams won this game. We both chose the Rams.
The last game of the divisional round, we had the 12-6 Bears hosting the 13-5 Rams, in which Rams won by a score of 20-17 in overtime. Rams started off the scoring mid-first quarter, scoring a touchdown. Bears answered back with a touchdown 5 seconds into the second quarter. Bears had a field goal in the second quarter. Rams put together a two-minute drill field goal drive right before the half to tie a game at 10 apiece. There was no scoring in the third quarter. Rams picked back up the scoring with a TD midway through the fourth. Bears tied a game with a TD drive of their own with only 18 seconds left. Rams is the... As the game proceeds to overtime, both teams went 3-and-out on their first possession. Bears get ball back and only need a field goal to win. They put a decent drive together, about 15 yards away from field goal range, but Caleb Williams threw an interception. With that momentum, the Rams drove into field goal range and kicked a 41-yard field goal for the win. Bears in this game led majority of the team's stat categories, but Rams won the turnover battle 3-0. And also, Rams only had one penalty for 5 yards. They played a clean game and advanced in the NFC Championship game. Rams player of the game was Kyron Williams. He rushed 21 times for 87 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 30 receiving yards. Honorable mention to Kobe Durant. He had 1 tackle and 2 interceptions.
All right. And on with my little stats that I have. We had the quarterback drama. Bo Nix was excellent for Denver until his season-ending broken ankle, which now clouds the Broncos' Super Bowl odds, and that was posted by the New York Post. Then we got Josh Allen, struggled in the AFC game, turnovers in critical error and crunch time, ultimately sank the Bills. His postseason slide continues to be a major narrative. That was from ESPN. Thank you for liking Diamond. Thank you, thank you, thank you. C.J. Stroud had a historically bad playoff performance, throwing multiple interceptions and fumbling often. It's now a critical point for Houston's future. That was by the Baltimore Sun. Team and tactical takeaways. Seahawks defense shines. Seattle's defense completely shut down the 49ers' high-powered offense, showing that disciplined, aggressive schemes can neutralize top talent in big games. That was by Fox Sports. We got turnovers and mistakes. The Bills turned it over too often, which flipped momentum and swung the game Denver's way. That was by ESPN.com. The Rams defense forced key turnovers in overtime to secure their win. That was by Brim Sports. Coaching and personnel questions. New England's Mike Vrabel is a big winner, taking the Patriots to the AFC title game in his first year with the franchise. That was NFL.com. Kansas City, from broader coverage, is analyzing how to modernize their vertical passing and pass rush strategies after seeing what worked and didn't work around the league. That's from their coaching perspective. And that was also NFL.com. Quarterback pressure moments.
Something about Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm talking about coaching moments for next season.
What I'm talking about then? Next season still on in Toronto, damn Kansas City?
Just listen to what I say. I ain't interrupt you.
I ain't say nothing about no Kansas City.
Okay, this game will likely come down to who handles pressure better on third downs, who avoids the one killer turnover. They are not stats. They're about one bad decision changing everything. This is what's going to happen for these, conference championship games to figure out who goes to the Super Bowl or not. Watch for forced throws late in the half, red zone impatience, quarterbacks checking down instead of forcing hero plays. Takeaways: the quarterback who plays boring football usually wins. Run game commitment in championship games. Teams that stay patient with the run, don't abandon it when down 7 to 10 points, usually control the game. Watch closely early first quarter play calling, second and median situations. If one team becomes one-dimensional early, that's the game tilting. Offensive line fatigue, this is where seasons end. By the fourth quarter, defensive fronts rotate more. O-lines are exhausted, missed assignments increase. Watch for interior pressure, delayed blitzes, stunts up the middle.
What is going on here?
I'm talking about these games.
You ain't talking about these games. I'm confused. I don't have nothing about these games.
You know I'm say what I want to say.
What are you saying? That's all what right. I'm asking.
Let me see here. The end of the half situations. This is the one of the biggest indicators of who wins. Watch the final 2 minutes of each half. Clock management, aggressiveness, situational awareness for these two games that we have left. We're going to, let's see. This game isn't about talent because everyone left is talented. It's about who makes the fewest emotional mistakes. So on to the games and our choices for this week. All right, so Sunday, both games will be played on Sunday. The first game is the Patriots at the Broncos. I'm going with the Broncos, Sav. Who are you going with?
Not the Cap. Patriots.
Sav is choosing the Patriots. And let me see. Rams and Seahawks is the night game. I'm going to go with the Rams. Who are you going with?
I'm going to the Rams.
Sav is also going with the Rams. Last week, we both were 2-2 for wins and losses. So whoever wins these two games are going to the Super Bowl. Next week, Sav will not be on here with me because I'm going to be doing the Pro Bowl game, and he doesn't want to do it. So I just wanted to say that, you know, when it's less games, it's less to talk about. So we really didn't have a lot to say today. But I will be back next week with the Pro Bowl games and who's playing for the NFC side and who is playing for the AFC side. This is probably the shortest podcast that we had.
Yeah, go Matt Stafford.
He's going to go with Matt Stafford. Okay, we're going with Matt Stafford. All right, guys, I'm sorry to be ending. Welcome, Black Sheep. Thank you for liking the live again, Dime. And we're going to be out. We have 351 likes tonight in less than 15 minutes. I'm loving it. Not McDonald's, but loving it.
I don't want no McDonald's.
We're out. Thank you for coming and seeing us.